There was a time in Limuru. I've shared this testimony before. I stood on my balcony in Ruaka, fifth floor, at around midnight. And I felt a demonic discouragement. My wife was in the house. And that time I had there, I used to study the patterns of the heavens. And a demonic discouragement came. And something began to ask me, are you really called? Look at your friends who are now doing geology. They are prospering. What is this thing called the gospel? Are you really called? Things were not working. And I felt a demonic discouragement. And then I looked down and I heard a voice tell me, throw yourself. I was not depressed. Yes, things were not okay, but I know myself. I've never reached at that point. Oh, Jesus. And then my eyes were open in the spirit. And I saw my picture on a table. And candles were lit around it. And men were cursing me. And I was told, these are the diviners of Limuru. They want to take you out. And the voice of the Lord was loud. And the voice said, listen, from today, I will cover you with my cloud. Many people don't know this, but immediately after that encounter, even the ministry where we are, things began to accelerate. Because when the Lord hides a man, the enemy does not know the moves of that man. You now become a mystery. Kaya. And I declare over somebody today, by the authority of Yeshua, may you be hidden under the clouds of El Elyon. No eye shall locate you. People that have monitored your life to strategize on your downfall, today marks the end of their monitoring. You are under the cloud of glory. You are hidden. You are surrounded by the light of Yeshua. No man can pick any data concerning your life. From today, you are a mystery. They cannot locate you. They cannot locate you. I say they cannot locate you. In the name of Jesus. This spirit, this word is very loud. I'm hearing the word a quitting spirit. Quitting. Oh, Jesus. You will not die. You will not die.